Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up.
How should I play this? Am I waking up? Am I hungry? Do I have to go number one, number two?
TMI, too much information.
And now, folks, I am waking up the world.
Wake up and smell the future.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Against my better judgment, I am trying a Facebook live stream again so you can actually watch this train wreck and glorious living color as I'm struggling trying to do one more show here, one more day. Good morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure you download the River Network app and then click River Talk. The mayor of Cadiz may have used the N-word, may have cussed out a black person and used the N-word. Cadiz as in not the one in Spain, but there's another one in Harrison County. We're talking about that one in Harrison County. The big issue there in Harrison County about did the mayor use the N-word? And if so, then do we need to get rid of this guy? And there was some sort of legal issue there, but they didn't fill out the forms right, so the mayor is still the mayor. And by the way, in his official statement, he's not denying that he used the N-word. So what do we do with this guy? We'll talk about that. Also, Donald Trump is saying that he wants to remove all of the transgender people out of the military. These are the reports that we are getting all over the place. Now, he hasn't said anything, but he is letting all this stuff float out there. My question is this. Do you have any idea how many people, transgender people, there are in the U.S. military? The number, I think, will surprise you. Well, Dimitri, maybe it's one, maybe it's two, maybe it's that Admiral Levin woman or whatever, that bald guy who's a cross-dresser and involved with nuclear stuff and all that. Well, there are a few more than that. There are a few more than that. So we're going to talk about that as well. Also, what's going on with FEMA? You talk about the government agency that is just screwing over the people. People who typically support Trump. It is unbelievable what's happening in North Carolina. What they are doing there in North Carolina, the federal government, are prohibiting people to go there and set up tiny houses for the people who've lost everything there, that thousand-year flood. The feds are preventing shelter from being created there for these poor people. It's honestly, it's beyond belief. It really, it's truly, it's just beyond belief. So we've got all of that. Donald Trump is also issuing a statement saying that there are going to be massive tariffs on Mexico and Canada if they allow the illegals to keep coming into the United States and if they allow the drugs, the fentanyl, to keep coming into the United States. And he is playing hardball, and I think that's going to make a difference, no question. We have lots of great audio clips for you as well. The liberal media, the leftist media, which is dying right in front of our eyes, it's just amazing how it's dying, is still doesn't get it. Still doesn't get it. Hold on, Johnny O is just waving. Hi, Johnny O, is the audio okay today? You want me to move it up a little? Like this? Like that? All right, fine. This is our state-of-the-art technical system here. you have no idea what I have to deal with every day. You have absolutely no idea. I don't have any idea. So Johnny O comes in and says, okay, move this, move that. You don't sound that bad this way. You don't sound that bad. Anyway, so fine. So, and how's your morning going for you? All right, fine. So let's do this. If you are watching on the Facebook live stream, if you're watching the Facebook live stream, include some kind of comment that the audio hopefully is okay and that the video is, well, it's just me, so you're not going to expect too much with that. So there's that. Lots of great audio clips for you as well. Media still doesn't get it. Where on earth do we begin? All right, let's start with Joe Rogan. He is talking, by the way, with a number of these clips, I have to treat you as if you are a child. I don't want to do this. But the feds control the airwaves because they could pretty much control everything. And the feds say that certain words should not be used over the public airwaves. So, even though many of us don't actually talk like that, a lot do, but some don't. What we have to do is add some sort of a weird sound effect to mask, and it's typically the F word, sometimes the S word, typically those two. And so when you hear some of these audio clips that I'm going to play for you, if you hear a really strange, bizarre sound masking something that is being said, rest assured it's either the F word or the S word. But again, I have to treat you as if you are a child because that's the way the feds want me to treat you. They want me to treat you as if you're a child. So my hands are tied on this one. There's nothing I can do. But I want you to understand that when you hear this weird stuff, that's what's really going on. So I need you to just fill in the blanks here with that. This first one is Joe Rogan talking about how the media still doesn't get it. And I've got several more clips, including Bill Maher and something on CNN, which was really eye-opening as well. They still don't get it. It's unbelievable, which is great for our side. We don't want them to get it. We want them to think America's full of racist people and misogynist people and anti-trans people and anti-gay people and anti-this, anti-that, or whatever, and they're, you know, this, that, and the other. We want them to think that. We're glad they don't get it. I'm delighted they don't get it. So anyways, this is the first one. This is Joe Rogan talking with a guy about how the media, the left, still doesn't get it. It's quite remarkable.
He wrote a piece essentially saying that you have to take divergent viewpoints. You have to take a bunch of different perspectives. We can't just be this left-wing echo chamber, and it's the reason why the business is faltering. I mean, all of these... I was just reading something about CNN's ratings and MSNBC's ratings post-election. They've crashed. All these left-wing kooks on YouTube are hemorrhaging subscribers, mm-hmm. where people go, you guys are out of touch, you're not accurate, you're delusional, and people are speaking with their subscriptions, and they're speaking with their purchasing of the Washington Post, and they're purchasing the New York Times. The New York Times just debunked, in the most insane way, debunked RFK Jr.'s assertion that the ingredients in Fruit Loops are different in Canada than they are in the United States. They fact-checked it while saying he was accurate. So their fact check, it's so dumb when you see the fact, I tweeted it.
I know.
The fact check is so dumb because the fact check says it's not correct. They have the same ingredients except for these harmful chemicals. Mr. Kennedy has singled out Fruit Loops as an example of a product with too many artificial ingredients, questioning why the Canadian version has fewer than the U.S. version. But he was wrong. The ingredient list is roughly the same, although Canada's has natural colorings made from blueberries and carrots, while the U.S. product contains red dye 40, yellow 5, and blue 1, as well as butylated hydroxytoluene, or BHT, a lab-made chemical that is used for freshness, according to the ingredient label, that is the dangerous chemicals that are banned in Canada that we're trying to get rid of in America and that RFK. They're literally saying he was wrong, but he was right.
Yeah, that made my brain hurt just reading that.
Times.
Well, Pootie Pie hadn't dressed like a Nazi for a while, so I didn't have anything to talk about, right?
I don't know what that's about.
Oh, sorry.
But this is what the New York Times is doing. So, of course, you're going to hemorrhage subscribers. Of course. You're crazy. You're saying something that's nuts. And also, what is your motivation? Like, what's your motivation for removing potentially harmful and toxic chemicals? If someone is trying to do that for the greater health of the population, if we're saying that these things have been eliminated in other countries because they've been proven to be dangerous, what is your motivation for saying he was wrong?
Money.
Well, what else could it be?
Clearly.
Monsanto, ideology, brother. Ideology, you know, left-wing rejection of RFK Jr. because now he's connected to Trump, which is connected to Nazis. It's like you go down this rabbit hole with these people, and you're like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to remove all leftover credibility? Are you trying to eliminate because you lost so much credibility? Are you trying to kill it all? Are you secretly working for the Chinese? Like, what are you doing?
They're all
what
in.
What are you doing?
It's probably backed by Monsanto or something, because if you look at like
that
these cereals.
That is a crazy statement.
To think that the media was once called the fourth estate in this country is mind-boggling, honestly. To think that we used to consider them the fourth estate of government, that it was like our father's generation, that's what they considered. Ted Koppel, man.
What I'm hoping is that what Jeff Bezos has said about the Washington Post, and I know what CNN is considering doing, and they've made some sort of a trend towards a more objective form of journalism, but they're still compromised by the sponsors. They're still compromised by the advertisers. They're so compromised that I don't know if they can ever get to where they really need to be to compete with actual, objective, real journalists that are independent.
It's all over. The media, the old media, is dying right in front of our eyes. The newspapers, the TV stations, they're all dying. They're all dying. Cable channels, they're all dying. We're watching something incredible happening here, and when it comes to news, they still don't get it. It's still propaganda to them. They still look down their noses at us. They just don't get it. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is issuing a statement here, letting the world know that there's a new sheriff in town. Here's his statement. As everyone is aware, thousands of people are pouring through Mexico and Canada, bringing crime and drugs at levels never seen before. Right now, a caravan coming from Mexico composed of thousands of people seems to be unstoppable in its quest to come through our currently open border. On January 20th, as one of my many first executive orders, I will sign all necessary documents to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States and its ridiculous open borders. This tariff will remain in effect until such time as drugs and particular fentanyl and all illegal aliens stop this invasion of our country. Both Mexico and Canada have the absolute right and power to easily solve this long simmering problem. We hereby demand that they use this power, and until such time that they do, it's time for them to pay a very big price. That's what's really going on here. The corporate media, the old media, just absolutely does not get it. The world has changed so profoundly that they're still wondering what the hell happened. They don't understand it. They just think we're stupid and that they know better, and they can't quite figure out how Kamala actually lost, well, everything. It's amazing to me. We've got Bill Maher, who also had some really good insights, and he's also from the left. Joe Rogan is from the left. He supported Bernie Sanders. Joe Rogan, on the left, has come to his senses. Elon Musk, on the left, has come to his senses. Dershowitz has come to his senses. Tulsi Gabbard, come to her senses. RFK Jr., come to his senses. It's unbelievable. Bill Maher is still a lefty, but even he is saying that the left, today's left, they're insane. There's just no other way to describe this. They're simply crazy people. And I've got the audio clips to back this up. Remember, I host an evidence-based talk show. I've got the clips to back up everything. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk.